Hey, Esmeralda, I have some highly specific and extremely delicious food fests here.
Oh.
So, and I know you like to go to food festivals.
I do.
And you enjoy food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes when you go to food truck events, you end up on TV.
Yeah, for 20 bucks.
20 bucks. They give you...
I'm a cheap date.
They just flipped you a 20, and then you and V did the United Auto...
Yeah, they were like, we're going to give you money to do it. And then V goes, cash right now? It's like, yeah. And he's like, Lou, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
What is he, worried the check's not going to clear? What?
Well, no, we'd gone to this food truck fest. And
yeah.
Then we realized, oh, no, it's cash only. We didn't have that much cash on us.
Oh.
And I never have cash. So he had to, like, flip the bill. And he didn't have that much. And then we were like, 20 bucks right now? We're like, perfect. It works out.
Look at that. It's nice that they caught you before you actually ate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so as to not be bloated as well.
Right, exactly. and not use the money for while you were there. You know, they could have given you the money and you were like, oh, we're full now. What are we going to spend the 20 on?
Well, then we would have just broken even.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay, so are you ready for some of these?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Waikiki Spam Jam.
I think that one's for you.
clearly, residents of Hawaii eat more spam than any other state, so it's only natural that Hawaiians throw a party for the canned meat. The Waikiki Spam Jam draws crowds of up to 25,000 people for the single-day event. Boy, they like their spam. 25,000 people. This year, several restaurants will be showing off their unique spam recipes. There will be two stages at the end of Kalakaua Avenue with free entertainment. The event is a fundraiser for the Hawaiian Food Bank. You can donate cans of spam at the festival. The 2017 Spam Jam will be held on April 29th. That sounds fantastic to me. I wish more states in the United States would embrace spam like Hawaii does. Dan, do you enjoy spam?
I've eaten spam twice in my life, and one time was in Hawaii.
Ah.
Not the first thing that pops to mind when I'm searching for a meal.
I happen to really like it. I like it a lot, and I'm not really sure why Lisa and Carl on WGN Radio Theater find it so fascinating that I like spam. They're like, you like spam? I'm like, yeah. Now, Esmeralda, you don't enjoy the spam?
I've never had it.
Oh.
I should go. There's a, I think it's still there on Clark. There's a Hawaiian restaurant.
Clark and what?
Wrightwood? Like
Clark
in that area?
Really? Right by the, not far from, like, the Century? The Century?
No, it's Clark and,
No, Wrightwood's a little further north.
It's around, like, Fullerton.
Yeah, that's,
Like, Clark and Fullerton, further south.
Aloha Eats,
north,
located
yeah.
at 2534 North Clark.
Yeah, I think they have spam
North
there.
Clark,
I had,
in between Fullerton and Wrightwood.
Okay.
Clark.
Yeah, I was watching a show on Hawaii, and they were talking about Moco Locos.
Right.
And I was like, I got to get one. And then I found that place. And they, for sure, I'm sure they have spam.
Oh, well, then I didn't even know that place existed. That's glad. Thanks for bringing it up. So I can get some Hawaiian prepared spam.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Yeah, I happen to be a fan of spam. I really do.
Three slices of grilled spam, two eggs, and two scoops of rice, $7.85.
There you go.
Man. Oh, man. I mean, I just had a piece of pizza, but that just made me hungry. Oh, man. All right. So, no, you wouldn't... you don't know. You haven't had spam.
Yeah, you know what? I'd probably eat it there.
Yeah,
like in that sense.
But not, you know, like not go to the store and grab a can.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound.
It's the
good.
Same. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do with it to make it taste delicious.
Well, you do whatever you would do with any kind of meat. Fry it up. You don't really have to add seasoning. It's very salty.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't. You seriously? I mean, maybe pepper. You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, whenever I eat spam. I mean, I just throw it in a frying pan and fry it up, and that's it. I really don't even need to add anything to it. So, you know, you melt a little cheese on it. I've done that. So, All right, how about the Winchester Beer Cheese Festival?
Says, sounds good.
Ah, beer cheese, the spread that has somewhat murky origins, but is believed to have appeared around in the 1940s at Johnny Allman's restaurant in Kentucky. The blend of cheese, beer, and spices is now made by quite a few manufacturers who converge on Winchester, Kentucky in June for the Winchester Beer Cheese Festival. The event holds a competition for both commercial and amateur beer cheese makers. And there's other food available as well as arts and crafts, entertainment, family activities. The dates for the 2017 Beer Cheese Festival have not been announced, but you can keep up with the developments on their Facebook page. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Now, have you ever made any kind of cheese, Esmeralda? There's like a cheese spread.
Oh, okay.
This is like a cheese spread.
I thought you were saying, like getting milk and making
No. Well, you can do that with mozzarella.
Right.
But you know, yeah. So
if you make a cheese ball.
You ever do a cheese ball?
No.
Where
no.
You put all the nuts and stuff and.
I've seen that play.
What play?
It's the Sedaris's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's about cheese balls.
Right, right.
I've seen that. I think that's as close as I've gotten to cheese balls.
Yeah, all right. Well, we got more festivals here to talk about, but we got a break. And our phone number is 312-981-7200. All of our regular Friday features will be upcoming here on 720 WGN. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday, the anti-Valentine's Day edition. If you've got requests a little bit later on, 312-981-7200. They should be sad or heartbreaking songs or songs that are completely anti-romance and anti-Valentine's Day and funky and fly. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, you know what? Dan, let's give away a pair of the auto show tickets. Does that sound cool?
Yep.
All right. If you'd like to go to the Chicago Auto Show, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank, be the fifth caller. On our regular line, just do it on our regular line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Caller number 5, we'll get a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. The Chicago Auto Show runs from February 11th through the 20th. And remember, you can also register online to win a Navy Pier VIP experience sponsored by Fifth Third Bank. You can go to WGNRadio.com/fifth-third to enter. The contest runs through February 19th. Caller number 5 right now, 312-981-7200, will win a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. All right. Esmeralda, have you ever had a moon pie?
No.
I have never had one either.
Aren't they just like...
They're Southern.
Chocolate?
Yeah, I think it's like chocolate with marshmallow in the middle. It's
yeah,
like a little.
I don't
like
really enjoy marshmallow that much.
You don't like marshmallow. Well, you don't even like.
I don't
the, do you
mind
like,
it, but
the, like
too
melted
much
marshmallow, is... like fluff. You don't like fluff.
Okay. I don't mind it and stuff, but when it's just all marshmallow, I can't. Nah.
Yeah, we got a winner. We have a winner, Dan. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
How
good
are
morning.
You, man? Good morning.
I'm all right.
Good. You got yourself a pair of tickets. You were the fifth caller. Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets for the Chicago Auto Show, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. All right?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
Sure. Thanks for listening, buddy. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's Steve. We got another pair to give away. We'll do it before the end of the show. Well, the Southern tradition of enjoying, here's the festival, Esmeralda. RC Moon Pie, because you're supposed to have an RC Cola with a moon pie. That's the Southern tradition.
Oh.
It's in Bell Buckle, Tennessee, where the RC Moon Pie Festival takes place every year. It's the third Saturday in June. It began in 1994 when the town, with a population of 405, was trying to find a way to celebrate its 75th anniversary of the Moon Pie Company. The first festival was such a success that Bell Buckle decided to repeat it every summer. Events include the Who Traveled the Furthest contest, a foot race, a parade, royalty coronation, and the ceremonial cutting of the world's largest moon pie. It'll be held on June 17th. Never had a moon pie. Dan, you ever have a moon pie?
I have had, once again, I have had two moon pies.
Is that the same time you had Spam?
Not at the same time I had Spam. When there was an eclipse, Adler Planetarium sent over some moon pies for us.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's cute.
Then we should have them tonight. Isn't there? There's some insanity going on in the sky tonight, right?
I think it's happening right around now.
It's happening
now?
Oh,
really?
Is it?
I think.
When you got
no,
the
they said it's
highs,
Friday,
though?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was a 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Did you bite them into moons?
Like phases? A quarter moon?
No, but I would have if I would have thought of that. That's brilliant.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they were fine.
Yeah. Did you have an RC with it?
I did not have. I did see an RC truck after I dropped you off last night.
Did you?
I did.
What the hell was an RC truck doing around?
It's a sign.
Yeah, man. It was turning off of Central onto Irving Park.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, there's a Royal Crown truck right there.
An RC Cola truck driving around at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday at Irving and Central. All right. Maybe they were dropping off a supply of RC to my old high school there.
Yep. Or the Jewels.
Or the Jewels, yeah. All right. How about a whoopie pie? Esmeralda, do you ever have a whoopie pie?
No.
Whoopie.
I don't think so.
Well, let me describe what it is.
I don't
is.
Know. I eat things and I don't know the
no,
name.
This involves marshmallow as well, so I'm assuming you've probably not yeah. had this. Whoopie pies are a New England treat comprised of 2 mounds of chocolate cake with a filling of cream frosting or marshmallow in the middle. Well, that just sounds like a cake with a filling in the middle of it, right? It sounds like a pie. Whoopie pie is Maine's official state treat, and the Maine Whoopie Pie Festival in Dover Foxcroft makes the most of that designation. The signature event is the Whoopie Pie Baking Competition, but if you'd rather eat than cook, there's also a Whoopie Pie Eating Contest, and you can work it all off at the street dance that night. June 24th is the Maine Whoopie Pie Festival this year. That does not appeal to me. All right. How about this one? Phelps Sauerkraut Weekend.
You know, I enjoy sauerkraut.
Oh, man, so do I. Oh, man, do I like sauerkraut. Dan, you like sauerkraut?
I've had it twice. No, I'm kidding.
What? I was just going to say, what's going on, man? Phelps, New York has long been known for its impressive sauerkraut production. So in 1967... the Chamber of Commerce partnered with Silver Floss Sauerkraut to launch the first Phelps Sauerkraut Weekend. 50 years later, the annual festival is still going strong, even though the town's sauerkraut production has diminished. The 3-day festival includes sauerkraut recipe competitions, kraut and kraut hot dog eating contests, and a cabbage head decorating contest. The 2017 Phelps Sauerkraut Weekend will be held August 4th through the 6th. Oh, that's the same weekend as Flashback, so I guess I won't be able to go. So, yeah. How about that, Esmeralda?
You can't pop in?
No, I can't. I can't make it all the way out to Phelps, New York, and be back in time to interview Robert Englund at the...
Take a red eye.
Flashback. Take a red eye. Yeah, but they have a kraut and kraut hot dog eating contest.
Mm. See, the only problem with those things is you got to eat the bread.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to dip it in water, according
to
the...
Yeah, but still.
It's disgusting.
It's too filling.
Yeah. You're right.
If it was all hot dogs and sauerkraut,
that would be a different story. Just shove a bunch of hot dogs in your face.
I'd be fine.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we got a break, and we'll come back and wrap up this stuff and then get into our regular features for Friday. News is coming up. Hey. Hi. I'm Nick. How are you? Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. The Friday stuff is coming up, our regular Friday features. We'll find out what's happening on Outside the Loop Radio, a great radio show that you can hear every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. We will have our You Big Dummy segment. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and then anti-Valentine's Day, heartbreak, sad, anti-Valentine's, anti-romance version of Fly James Friday. That's all coming up. We're talking about some food fests around the country that might be of interest to people who may be doing a little traveling. Our next one is the Sacramento Banana Festival. You like bananas, Esmeralda? Really?
I mean, they're fine. I don't like, you know what, I like more of a tart sweetness
uh-huh.
to my fruit.
Okay.
Blueberries and raspberries.
Okay.
Banana's kind of like a dull,
it's my favorite. Sweet. My favorite fruit is banana.
Well, good job.
I love them. I think
I have
great.
Family in Sacramento. You can stay with them
okay.
while you go to the Banana Fest.
The Sacramento Banana Festival goes for everyone's favorite yellow fruit, despite the name. The festival is held in nearby Elk Grove, California, and it's a fundraiser for the National Academic Youth Corps. Food for the 2016 Banana Festival included banana guacamole, banana kebabs, banana ginger pudding, banana tacos, and more. There's also a cook-off pitting Sacramento against Oakland. Plenty of entertainment and family activities. The festival dates are not set, but it'll be sometime in August.
I wonder if they allow plantains.
It's in the banana family.
You ever have fried plantain? Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah. No, I love plantains.
Delicious.
Yeah. Do you remember when in Seinfeld, when Kramer got barred from Joe's fruit? And he made Jerry go in and buy his fruit for him? You know?
No.
Well, what happened was...
It seems to happen a lot.
Kramer got a bad peach. He hated the peach. He took a bite of it. He thought it was terrible. And he's like, I'm going to go back and get my money back for this. I want restitution. So he brings the peach in to Joe's Fruit. The guy who plays Joe, by the way, is hysterically funny. The guy who runs the fruit market. He comes in, drops the fruit on the table, and is like, I want restitution. And so Joe ends up saying, get out of here, and he bans him. So he's like, he banned me. What am I going to do for fruit? And Jerry's like, well, you'll have to get your fruit at the supermarket. And Kramer's like, you can't get a decent piece of fruit at the supermarket. He goes nuts. And he's like, okay, you got to go get me a fruit. And so Jerry comes in, and Joe is eyeing him, you know, very suspiciously because he's buying stuff that Kramer would buy. And the thing that gives it away is when Jerry buys plantains. Because he's like, wait a minute, this fruit's not for you. This is for Kramer. And then Jerry gets banned. And then,
oh, man.
And then George has to go and buy them both fruit. But the thing that gives him away was the plantains, Esmeralda. This fruit's not for you.
Very exotic.
This fruit is for Kramer. All right. How about this? This will go along with what we were talking about the other day, Esmeralda.
What's that?
The Lower East Side Pickle Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know that day I had fried pickles again.
Oh, you did?
I had them actually earlier in the night. Patty had someone on who had fried pickles, and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then I had some more later on.
Their fried pickles are good. Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Somebody said that somebody sent me a message saying that the pickle-flavored Doritos are great.
I could believe that.
Yeah, and they were like, and they also said that you can get them. You don't have to pay $9 for a bag or something like that. You can get them someplace else cheap. And I can't remember what it was.
I mean, I like lime flavored chips, yeah. So that would be the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Manhattan is the place for the Lower East Side Pickle Day. For one day in the fall, the Big Apple's Orchard Street is filled with vendors showing off a wide variety of pickled cucumbers and other vegetables and salty snacks to go with them. Oh, this sounds so good. The festival features free entertainment and something called the Home Pickling Dancing Contest. What? We're not sure if you're supposed to do both at the same time, but you can find out for the 2017 Pickle Day. The date has not been announced, but it's in the fall. That sounds cool. All right. How about this one? Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival.
You've talked about Scrapple.
Yeah,
Scrapple.
Yeah, it's delicious. Scrapple is a Pennsylvania Dutch dish developed as a way of making sure that there's no waste in the hog butchering process. Pork bits are formed into a loaf with cornmeal and flour and then sliced and pan-fried. The Bridgeville Apple Scrapple Festival in Delaware celebrates both Scrapple and the apple harvest season with plenty of both available depending on your craving. The events include ladies' skillet toss. What? They're just tossed in skillets, or are they tossed in scrapple? They flip in scrapple in the skillet? Scrapple chunkin' contest, kids' apple toss, the invitational scrapple sling, and a home decorating contest in which Bridgeville residents decorate their lawns with the theme of apples and scrapple. The festival will be held October 13th and 14th. All right, we'll do one more here. How about Portland Bourbon and Bacon Fest? There you go, Esmeralda.
I'm down.
I'm down with half of it. The bacon part. I'm down with the bacon part. The Portland Bourbon and Bacon Fest just wrapped up its second annual event, so Cured Meat and Brew Lovers We'll have to wait until next year to bask in the glow of the delicious celebration. Sponsored by the Oregon Museum of Space and Industry, the event features pork entrees from various local restaurants, drinks from local craft breweries and distilleries, and the freedom to stroll through the museum without children. There you go. Pork entrees. That's it. That's all I need. Those are two words that that I like together. Pork and entree. All right. Well, those are some of the festivals that you can check out, food fests that you can check out.